Hey lady, I am so freaking jazzed that you're here. My name is Emily and I am a clinical social worker deeply passionate about what's going on in between our ears. I am here to help build up your toolbox against self-doubt, social comparison, and nasty self-talk to help keep you kind to your mind. You know, we all have something going on in that noggin of ours that isn't always kind. So let's put in the legwork and flex those mindset muscles so that we can move the mountains we were meant to freaking move. Let's go. Hello, my friend. Welcome back to another episode of The Kind Mind Project. My name is Emily. I am so freaking excited that you're here because I want to talk to you today about the trap of the go-getter. Okay, you work, you come home, and you hustle some more, and the second your head hits the pillow, you're scrolling through social media or watching Netflix for hours because you haven't had time to breathe. And we know that this takes time away from the rest that we desperately need, but we also haven't had the free time that we need in the day. Okay, hear me out. Example for me. I find myself doing this all the time, especially during the work week. I come home, I spend time working on the growth of my business and my brand and this podcast, and by the time I'm done, it's time to go to bed and do it all over again, right? But there was that episode of that show that I was looking forward to, or that blogger that I wanted to catch up on. And although I know it sets my bedtime back, I want to experience that leisure time. Tell me if you connect with this too, because I know I am not alone in this. And the reason why I know I'm not alone in this is that the Sleep Foundation has actually given it a name. And that name is revenge sleep procrastination. It describes the decision to sacrifice sleep for leisure time, and this is driven by a daily schedule that is lacking in free time for people in high-stress jobs that take up the bulk of their day. And this is a way to get in a few extra hours of entertainment, even though it results in insufficient sleep. According to the Sleep Foundation, three factors are required for a late sleep time to be considered RSP, revenge sleep procrastination. Okay, number one, a delay in going to sleep that reduces one's total sleep time. Okay, so you are not getting as much sleep as you had planned, number one. Number two, the absence of a valid reason for staying up later than intended, such as some kind of external event or underlying illness. Let's say you have insomnia, or you're up studying, or you're up with your child. There's no reason for staying up later than you had intended. Number two. Number three, an awareness that this delay could lead to negative consequences. I know every single time that I do this that I'm going to be tired in the morning. I have that awareness. I know that I'm going to be tired if I stay up later than intended scrolling on social media and watching that show that I wanted to watch. I have that awareness, and that's number three. So these three things combined, they consider revenge sleep procrastination. Okay, so where does this come from and why are we doing this? This idea of RSP, it originated in China as an expression of frustration from long, stressful work hours that left little time for personal enjoyment. But since the start of COVID-19, we're actually seeing this want to control of our leisure time on a global level. Everyone's doing this since the start of COVID. And as we are working from home, there was such little distinction between work and play, right? Everything was happening at home and it all happened in the same space. And now, as we recover from COVID, it's all work and no play to get back to where we were, right? So I don't know about you, but I have felt pretty out of control this year when it comes to my time, how my time is spent, what I'm doing with it. And I see myself wanting to reclaim that leisure time, all the while leaving me exhausted, leaving me feeling burnt out and overwhelmed. So how can we reprogram the revenge sleep procrastination out of our routine? I have a few ways for you here today. The first of which is squeezing in micro moments of self-care throughout the day. What do I mean by that? All right, I have a pretty speedy job, okay? I am on my feet most of the day with patients most of the day, and there's little time for self-care in there. But where I can squeeze it in is little moments when I am on a break in between groups or in my car before I get home, right? These little micro moments of self-care. And I don't mean like I'm going to throw on a face mask at work and do the no. Self-care does not need to look like that, but I need to schedule some time where those micro moments of self-care can occur. For me lately, that has looked like moments where I step away from my workroom at work and I take some deep breaths out on the porch by myself, no technology, no nothing, for 2 minutes, literally 2 minutes. But a moment where I feel like I am in control of my time. And I schedule little pieces throughout the day. This is nothing fancy or super planned, but it is deciding a time in my fast-paced, long hours day that I'm going to take care of me and only me. Maybe you relate to that too. Maybe you work in a helping profession. Maybe you have been working in a helping profession since the start of COVID, and you're feeling pretty overwhelmed and out of control of your time. You're finding yourself maybe staying up way too freaking late to catch up on that leisure time. But here's how we're going to do this. That's our first piece here, okay? Squeeze in micro moments of self-care throughout the day, whatever that looks like for you. Maybe that's literally stepping away from work for a second and scrolling through social media if that's your jam. For me, I need to put all of the technology away. I need to probably go stand outside away from my workspace and really take a moment or two, if I'm able, to take some deep breaths alone. What does that look like for you? What are those micro moments of self-care for you? Number two here, you're not going to like this one. Remove technology from your bed. Here's what I've done. And it didn't really happen on purpose. Okay, so I do have a TV in my bedroom, right? And I am guilty of quote-unquote falling asleep to Bob's Burgers every night. Judge me if you will, but I think my fellow weirdo here, you kind of get me on this, right? Every night I would fall asleep to Bob's Burgers, and not just like low volume and peaceful kind of environment. No, it was like regular volume Bob's Burgers theme music in the background. And I would get sucked in wanting to just sit and breathe and watch a stupid show, right? Next thing I knew, it was, I don't know, 11 or 12, and I had to be up in about 5 hours to get to my job, right? So my TV in my bedroom suddenly stopped working, okay? And I decided that I'm not going to do anything to fix it. That may sound silly, but that TV is just going to sit there, okay? It's going to sit there. It's not going to be used because in my bedroom is for sleep. My bedroom is for sleep. Now, the tricky piece when removing technology from your bed, you probably, like I do, use your cell phone as an alarm in the morning, right? I have downloaded a few apps that I have put down in the show notes for you to turn off my social media apps after a certain hour. My phone will not allow me to use them after a certain hour because my bed is for sleeping, not for scrolling, okay? That sense of self-control is so much lower at the end of the day. We're tired. We don't have a lot of restraint. We just want to do what we want to do. And this allows me to hold myself accountable. Okay? Number three, put a timer on your phone to stop the scrolling. Maybe you are the kind of person where before bed, you scroll through social media. Okay? I personally catch myself in those moments, but that's not normally my go-to. Maybe for you, you literally need to set a timer. Like, okay, you can scroll for the next 10 minutes and then it's time to go to bed. The second that timer goes off, your alarm is turned on and your head is on that pillow. Number four here, make falling asleep part of your special nighttime routine. Okay, part of your special self-care routine so that you can still feel like you're having that leisure time while including the need for some sleep hygiene in that routine itself. So maybe for you, you are someone like me that really enjoys a good old Epsom salt bath. Maybe at the end of that bath, you lotion up, and by the time you get in bed, it's time to be in bed. But that Epsom salt bath is yours. It just ends in sleep. So incorporating some kind of nighttime routine that ends in falling asleep where you still feel like you're having that me time. It doesn't have to be anything extensive, but you still feel like you're having that leisure time at the end of the day. So you have some sense of control over how you're spending your time. And the last one, schedule time in your week to decompress just like you schedule anything else. So look at your schedule right now that you have and ask yourself if there are times where you can get some decompression in, okay? And put that on your schedule just like you schedule anything else. We do this whole revenge sleep process because we feel like we're out of control when it comes to our time and how we spend our leisure, right? We're not getting that peace that we need. So we need to schedule it. We need to prioritize it because it's cutting into our priority of sleep itself. So how can you schedule for yourself times in the week, doesn't even have to be daily, times in the week to decompress just like you schedule everything else in your life? Just like you schedule a doctor's appointment or a dinner out with a friend, how are you going to schedule time to decompress? What is that going to look like for you? And commit to it. This is a priority just as much as those other items on your schedule are. Because if we don't prioritize it, we've seen what happens, right? If I don't prioritize my leisure time, it cuts into my sleep time. And then my sleep time is cut short and I am left feeling exhausted, burnout, and honestly, grumpy. And I don't want that for me. But I also don't want that for you. So how are you going to schedule your time in the week to decompress? How are you going to create a nighttime routine for yourself that includes falling asleep in a more peaceful and structured way? And how are you going to find times in your workday or times in your evening even where you can have micro moments of self-care? Micro moments. I mean max 5 minutes. Minimum 30 seconds. What moments like that can you squeeze into your day so you feel like you have more control over your time? I know what it's like to feel like a job takes your time or a hobby takes your time, a relationship, a friendship, whatever it is. It's not that we're not thankful for those things. It's not that we don't love those things, but sometimes we find ourselves in a place where we have so many of those things where by the time we hit the pillow, we haven't had anything for us. We haven't had a quiet moment to breathe and slow down. What micro moments of slowdown are you going to prioritize to save yourself from cutting into the sleep that you desperately need? What technology are you going to remove from your bedroom? How are you going to implement a timer when it comes to your scrolling? Maybe you start to monitor your screen time. Maybe you start to monitor your screen time and you can also break down the time of day in which that happens so that you can plan accordingly. This whole sleep, revenge, procrastination situation, we need to get strategic about. Because I'm not the only one doing this. And you're not the only one doing this. And I've watched it affect the people around me too. Man, I was just up so late last night and I don't even know why. They don't have a reasoning for it. They don't know why they were up so late. It wasn't that they weren't able to sleep or that something was keeping them up. They just wanted a second to breathe and sit still for a while and have control over the time that they spend. So they sabotage themselves, just as I have, just as you might be doing. How are we going to regain that control in a more helpful way? How are you going to get strategic with your time? And listen, I know this was a quick one for you today. I wanted to pop in quick, give you the goods so that you can go use it. And you'll notice that that's going to be a bit of a theme for us when we sit down to chat next week. Okay, so here's what I'm going to do right now. All right. After we are done with this chat, here's what I'm doing, and here's what I hope you do too. I'm going to sit down with my schedule in front of me. All of my priorities, including my leisure time, are going on that schedule. At least once a day, I should see 5 to 10 minutes of unstructured time that's scheduled, but unstructured, to where I can breathe. I can do some self-care that I need to do. I can't tell you what that self-care looks like for you. I can tell you that mine during the workday is probably going to be something along the lines of putting down technology, stepping away from my workspace, and taking a deep freaking breath for a while. 5 to 10 minutes a day for just you, so you can regain that control. On that schedule, I hope that you have a structured bedtime that you stick to. I hope that you create a bedtime routine for yourself that includes some self-care that leads to the destination of sleep. Because when we try to get revenge on our time, right? We try to get revenge on the long work hours and all of the things that are asking things of us. What we really do is sabotage ourselves. And as I said before, that's not a life that I want for myself. That is not a life that I want for you. So we're going to regain control, but we're going to do it in a helpful way, in a helpful and strategic way. And if you sit down to do this little scheduling activity, I hope that you tag me over on Instagram because I want to do this with you. I want to do this with you. I want to work on this with you. And I want to shoot the crap with you on what works and what doesn't. Right? We're going to find that some things we're just not as easily committed to when our self-control isn't as strong in the evening, right? We are more at risk of impulsive sleep habits in the evening. So you and I are in this together, okay? Tag me over on Instagram with your bedtime scheduling goodness, and I will talk to you next freaking week. I love you, dude. I'll talk to you soon. Dude, thank you so much for including the kind mind and this weirdo in your journey. If you vibed with this episode, I would love to connect with you on social media. Go take your takeaways to your Instagram story and tag me so I can thank you for spreading a message that is near and dear to my heart. Thank you for letting me sit in the passenger seat of your personal growth journey. I want to hear about the mountains that you are moving, but until next time, stay kind to that mind, girlfriend. I'll talk to you soon.